This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Dekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Welcome back to another episode of the Good Things Guy podcast. You'll remember a while back, we put out a call on the Good Things Guy social media for followers and readers of Good Things Guy to send in some good news that had happened using Meta. So all of the Facebooks, the WhatsApps, the Instagrams, tell us a bit of good news that you've come across or that you've initiated using those platforms. And today we have the most interesting interview with Nomisa, who was watching television when she saw a woman being humiliated. She picked up her phone and took to Meta, to Facebook, to talk about it. What happened next is absolutely incredible. Nomisa, welcome to the Good Things Guy podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about what happened?
Hi, Brent. Okay, there's a program on television. It's not on at the moment. I think it's off season. But basically, it's a program where husbands bring their wives and their mistresses, and they're asking their wives for permission to take the mistress as a second wife. But in this particular case, the mistress came with all kinds of wings and the husband just did not behave like a husband at all. And the two of them just humiliated this poor woman. I felt so bad. I wanted to smash my television. So as I was watching in the nighttime, I took a decision that, you know what, I'm going to find this woman and I'm going to bring her to Durban and I'm going to just take her to a spa. I wanted to have a good time. I just wanted to chill and relax, forget everything that happened on television, because it's one thing to be humiliated, but it's quite another to be humiliated and have your humiliation witnessed by millions of people across the country.
Okay, but then you took to Facebook, right?
So the following morning, I did what I do, and I actually found her and I asked her for a weekend and she agreed. And at that point, I was thinking, I'm just going to bring her to Durban for a spa. And then as we started talking, she told me that she was pregnant and she was due in November. And then I thought to the conversation the night before, where she was asking the husband that, dude, you can hardly feed me. It's just me and our son. Are you going to keep us alive? You know what I mean? And so I thought, you know what, maybe a spa is not such a great idea because it's just going to be a good time for a weekend. Let me think bigger to help you along with the child that she's expecting, and maybe even the child that she, I just need to, you know, think of something. And then this was on my drive to work, by the way. So as I'm driving to work, I'm thinking she's pregnant. I mean, the only thing we can do for her is just to organize a baby shower. But having been on social media the night before, I recognized that I was not the only one that was annoyed by the situation. It was quite a lot of people. So I thought, you know what, it may be my idea, but let me invite the entire province. Let's just make this girl feel better about herself.
Where was she from? Because you're from Durban. Where is she from?
She's from Noord, so some 3.5 hours away from Durban.
Okay, so you took to Meta, you took to Facebook to then go, let's throw a provincial baby shower for her.
The people I have on my timeline, look, they understand my craziness. They understand my ideas. They're never quite conventional, but trust me, they work in the end. And the response was so amazing. I had to turn people away. We had a Bishop Busidube, gave us his church. And we had 5 events companies do deco for the baby shower. We had all kinds of people offering to step in. We had Emmys in. And so I asked one of my events ladies to coordinate the whole thing, because, you know, I may have the greatest ideas, but when everything is here, now try asking me to put it all together, I get lost. So Tembegandlovu, this very nice lady who does events, stepped up and she coordinated the decor and everything, came together and said to me, make sure she looks good for her baby shower. Go find her the best outfit and the best shoes. And obviously I went to Gateway, the biggest mall in Durban, and she made a mistake by saying budget is not an issue. So I actually found an outfit for her and her mom and the kids. And we had all kinds of people just chipping in. And yeah, that's how the baby shower happened. And on the day of the baby shower, we had a friend of mine, Figile Masigo, who had just bought the new Defender, being their chauffeur for the day. We had Bongi's guest house offering us accommodation for the entire family for the entire weekend. So when they arrived on Friday, another of our sponsors, my sister, Namhla Ntlonti, went to her place, bouquet of flowers in hand, did her hands, made sure that, you know, she looks fly. And we had Mrs. Heffidens, Mrs. Ntige Magwaza, who makes her own hair products, inviting them to her hair salon, doing their hair, giving them products so that they look fly on the day. And we had Ms. Lobisile Dlamini donating a spa. They actually had the spa on the Saturday. And then on Sunday, it was the big day. And my goodness, I cannot describe it in words how it turned out. The gifts were out of this world. Even I didn't have those gifts at my baby shower. But you know what? I was just so happy that everything worked out for her.
Oh, you're giving me goosebumps here. I'm literally sitting here with goosebumps.
Listen, my own goosebumps had goosebumps on the day because it was so much bigger. It was so much bigger than I thought. It was so much better than anything I could have imagined. I mean, we ended up with 5 or 6 cakes. We ended up with all kinds of ridiculous things. It was like a huge party that had been planned over a year when it was literally done over 3 weeks.
Mm. So tell me quickly, do you think that this party and this amazing weekend that you put together sort of balanced the wrongness of that humiliation that she had on TV?
Listen, on the day, we forgot how we even got there. The day was 1,000 times better than anything. I mean, I can't even compare it. You know what I mean? I don't think it was just a baby shower. It was a life makeover for the girl. Because when I drove to fetch the family, it's a 3.5-hour drive. So we had to talk along the way. And first of all, I wanted to understand how a 23-year-old was pregnant with her third child and she was already married. That was not normal to me. My own daughter during her third year adversity. I learned that her mom was a teen bride herself. She was 50 years old last year, but her firstborn child was 33, meaning that by age 16, she was already married. She had a firstborn son. So for me, it was not just a baby shower. It was an opportunity to provide this woman at age 23. You had the opportunity for this young lady to completely understood what I was saying. And the events ladies actually offered to train her, give her a skill because she couldn't go back to school for 1,000 reasons. They offered to give her their skill. They were going to train her for free so that she can go back to her hometown and make a living for herself. So it ended up not just being a baby shower.
Yeah, that's crazy. I said at the beginning of this that it's a crazy story. And it really, really is the way that it's unfolded. Do you believe that Facebook played a huge part in bringing this all together for her?
Is there a better word than absolutely? look, I may have had the idea. I may have 1,000 people on my telephone. I may have a gazillion friends. But I think the fact that the night before, we all had, you know, the same feeling watching the television show made it easy for people to respond the following morning when I said, how about a provincial baby shower, you know? And I wouldn't have had such a platform to do that had it not been for Facebook. So Facebook pulled it all together for me. I mean, I could have had the idea and it would have stayed in my head or on my WhatsApp groups, but it wouldn't have turned out as great as it did. I mean, this girl, one of the gifts was a year's groceries. So some of the ladies did not give her clothes for babies because she had more than enough, but they decided to pull together. And every month she gets a voucher for 2,500 rand to buy groceries for her family. And one of the gifts from a doctor in her local town was for as long as I, Dr. So-and-so, is healthcare for free. I mean, it was absolutely insane. So for me, if it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't have been able to. Because remember, I may be mentioning some names of some of the people that I know, But 70% of the people who responded, I've never met in my entire life. I only met them on the day of the baby shower.
You know, I think your story and the story of this woman that was humiliated and had her whole life turned around because of Facebook, it really makes... it makes my mantra about being kinder than necessary so real and so important, especially on social media. I just imagine that if more people took the initiative like you did to use our social media platforms to be kind and to create kindness, the world would be a much better place.
My own mantra is that social media can be a monster if you choose to make it a monster, but also it can be a tool to do a gazillion things. I mean, this is just one story. There are at least 20, 30, maybe 50 others that I've done using social media. And my thing is to show younger people that, you know, social media is not a space for you to flaunt your titties or, to flaunt your face beat. It's actually a platform that you can use to change your own life, but also to change the lives of many other people. Or even if you don't even change a life, but also just to use your own life as an example to say, you know what, as a person, I may not have enough to change, but with the little that I do have, I have made a difference in this one person's life. And that is an influence on another person, and they will do it for another person. I mean, if I can count the number of things that I've done using Facebook, we would still be having this conversation tomorrow. But I'm saying, my thing is that we can use social media to, you know, belittle each other, body shame each other, and, you know, do all these kinds of things with each other. But we can also use it to build each other up.
Use it to build each other up. I think that is so important.
And I choose the latter. I definitely choose the latter.
Well, thank you for choosing the latter. And thank you for sharing your story with the Good Things Guy readers, for entering this competition. I'm sure Meta is going to share this story absolutely everywhere as well, to remind people that social media can be a monster, or it can be a powerful tool to make the biggest difference in people's lives. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you. Keep doing the good work that you do.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you.
That's it. Wishing you only good things. And for more good things, visit www.goodthingsguy.com. Okay? Love you. Bye.